behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, we have with us today Dr. Carolyn Dean, who's written several books, one of them we carry called The Miracle of Magnesium, and she has another book called Death by Organized Medicine, something of the sort. We'll let her talk a little bit about that, but we're going to be talking about so many of the things that people believe that really aren't true. And it's amazing when the government comes out with this food pyramid, oh, you got to eat all these things, and it's all wrong, and then they change it. But how much harm did they do when they told us to, oh, we ought to be eating trans fats rather than, you know, cholesterol, terrible, cholesterol is going to kill you. You go ahead and eat those, those trans fats. And this is probably the worst thing you could possibly do. But I'll let Carolyn pick up and tell you this story because she's been studying this for a long time. Thank you very much, Dr. Carolyn Dean, for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
So why don't you go ahead and pick up the story?
Yes, this the whole cholesterol story is interesting because it was back in the early, I think, 1900s that a group of Russian researchers, 1913, they decided to study cholesterol, and they fed some laboratory grade cholesterol, which was already rancid, to a group of rabbits. And they saw yellow plaque building up on the arteries of the rabbits. So they jumped to the conclusion that cholesterol must be responsible for coronary artery disease. So over the years, that study was taken as gospel, and people believe that cholesterol is bad. In 1969, Robert Ford wrote a book called Stale Food versus Fresh Food, and he looked into the whole cholesterol research that started this whole anti-cholesterol trend, and he said that it was an unfortunate half-truth. So he went on in his book to talk about how we need cholesterol very badly for all the membranes in our cells. Every one of them is coated with a layer of cholesterol. We need them for our hormones. We need them for so many things, yet we've come to the point where there's a huge industry called the statin drug industry that is around to tell everybody that any sort of moderate or even moderately high cholesterol is abnormal and that we should be taking statin drugs. And it all comes from this research that has been since disproven, but the marketing of the statin drug still goes on.
I really think this is really one of the amazing things. Now, there was a recent study. Have you ever had a chance to follow up on that, suggesting to take the statin drugs you might live some longer? Have you had a chance to look at that?
A little bit more, Dr. Stan. Yes, there's in order to try to keep people on the statin drugs, they're trying to tell us that it extends our lifespan. What it does is it'll drop cholesterol somewhat, but it's never been shown to stop heart disease or increase our lifespan, from heart problems. But now they're saying there's a study in the elderly where it might be advantageous. And what some of my doctor friends say is that the statin drugs actually are acting like antifungals. They kill fungus in the body. And that may be why they may be somewhat beneficial. And that's another research that I undertake, is looking at the whole...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, well, this is Dr. Carolyn Teen. We were just talking about the problems with the statin drugs and, you know, the fact that there are so many complications. People will never tell you that it increases the incidence of cancer. They know that. So this is one reason why people may not die of heart disease. They'll die of cancer or the other complications, congestive heart failure, certainly rhabdomyolysis, whereas diffuse destruction of the muscles is one of the known complications of the statin drugs. And most people who are on statin drugs will have increasing aches and pains. In fact, my understanding is, Carolyn, that they have a hard time keeping people on statin drugs over long periods of time. At least a certain number of them have so many untoward results, and they just feel so bad they actually get off the drugs. Have you run into that?
Yes, I have, and I think that's one of the reasons why they keep making different ones so that they can, so the drug companies and the drug reps can tell the doctors, oh, well, this one will be better. This one won't have as many side effects, or this one is safe. So the doctor will prescribe it, and the patient will take it, and then a couple months will go by, and they'll get the same side effects or different side effects. So it's another way to keep the drugs in a person's system, and it's very unfortunate because it's not treating the health of the patient at all. It's really just trying to sell a medication, and the doctors are caught in such a bind because they want to be able to help patients and they want to give them something that will help them, but even in all their training in medical school, they're not given the resources. Like we know that in order to treat cholesterol, first of all, you have to understand what normal and safe cholesterol is, it's around 180 to 220. But most people now are being told, I have a client in my telephone consulting practice, her cholesterol is 160, but because she's overweight and she had a history of cholesterol before she started to go on the diet I gave her, she had high cholesterol, she was on cholesterol drugs, her cholesterol now is 160, and the doctor won't even take her off the cholesterol statin drugs. He says, oh, well, just in case it goes back up again, you should stay on it. And this is something that I thought was unheard of about 10 years ago. I'd be consulting patients and clients and tell them, as soon as your cholesterol is down to normal, your doctor is going to take you off the cholesterol drugs. And I would say the same about blood pressure, about having heart palpitations, about any condition of a chronic nature. If you improved your lifestyle and you improved your symptoms, then you should be taken off your drugs. But doctors now have this idea that they want to keep giving these drug prescriptions, almost, they say, as a preventative, without telling people that as long as you take a medication, you're bound to have some side effects.
Well, I think it's really one of the great tragedies of our times is that people have become so dependent upon the medications, and so many of these things can be helped by natural remedies or by exercise or by alteration of the diet, and yet this is never stressed. And certainly one of the things I learned from your book, The Miracle of Magnesium, was the importance of people taking magnesium as far as cardiac irregularity, as far as, you know, and it's just as far as, you know, relaxation. Well, why don't you talk a little bit about why magnesium is so important and why so many people are deficient in magnesium?
Yes, it's one of the things that I didn't learn in medical school, and most doctors don't, so they don't tell their patients about it. Magnesium is a mineral that's required in the body for over 325 different enzyme systems. So it's responsible for even thousands of metabolic processes, which include energy production, relaxation of muscles, nerve transmission, nerve communication, for the way calcium works in the body. If you don't have magnesium, you don't absorb calcium, it doesn't work properly in the heart, and it doesn't build up the bones properly. So all this business of especially women being recommended to take high amounts of calcium to prevent osteoporosis, they're being done a great disservice, because when you don't take magnesium along with your calcium, calcium just doesn't work. And when you get too much calcium build up in the heart, it can cause a heart attack or angina. It can build up in the blood vessels and cause hypertension. It can affect the blood sugar so that you get diabetes. I have my telephone consulting clients on magnesium. Every one of them is taking their magnesium, and they may be taking it for muscle cramps or their blood pressure, and then they turn around and tell me, well, my blood sugar went to normal, and I think it's the magnesium. And sure enough, there are studies that show that the blood sugar will balance out if you have sufficient amounts of magnesium, and that even a low blood magnesium is a sign of diabetes. Now, what doctor is telling their patients that? Unfortunately, a doctor won't even warn their patients to eat a diet that's low in sugar and low in simple carbohydrates to prevent diabetes. But the moment they have high blood sugar, they're put on medications to try to pump more insulin into their body in order to keep the blood sugar low. And even then, a lot of people have the idea that, well, if I'm taking a diabetic medication, I don't even have to worry about my diet. And that's got to do with the fact that most doctors only have about 5 to 7 minutes for each appointment with their patient, so they don't have any time to talk about diet. They only have time to say, hi, how you doing, tell me one complaint. If you have more than one complaint, you'll have to come back. And then they pull out the prescription pad and renew a person's prescriptions, and that's the state of medicine today.
Well, medicine used to be an art, but unfortunately it's so much by the numbers, and if the cholesterol is coming down, that's got to mean it's good. And yet it doesn't necessarily mean it's good, because, of course, what you're doing is you're bringing it down by poisoning the liver. That's how it works.
Yes.
And basically, the human body is an amazing, amazing structure. And it wants to, of course, to remedy itself. And you get cholesterol, you know, as the ads will tell you. You get it from what you eat, and you get it from your relatives. Why do you get it from your relatives? Because, of course, your genetic structure. But your genetic structure basically tells you we need a certain amount of cholesterol. We're going to produce it. And what do we do with our medicines? Why we poison the liver so we can't produce the amount of cholesterol that the body feels that we need. And as a result, why you get all the complications of a low cholesterol, and there are many of them. But what are the benefits? I mean, are you really going to live longer? You know, if you take the cholesterol, there's only one study I know of that suggests that, and Carolyn has promised to get me a copy of that. And but I think they were giving the people other things as well as the cholesterol drugs. Do you remember that article at all? It seems to me they were giving them niacin as well. Is that true?
I don't. I'm sorry, Dr. Stan. I really have to get the text for it, and I've sent out to people to ask for it. And it's like so many studies that, as I said, now studies are coming out saying that we need to take these statins preventatively, and we need to take high blood pressure medicines preventatively. They're telling people that even what we think is the normal blood pressure of 120 over 80 is pre-hypertensive.
That's ridiculous, of course. You know, when I was going to medical school, I'm sure even when you were, why we anticipated that the blood pressure would be 100 plus your age. So if you were 20, it'd be 120. And if you were 50, it'd be 150. And when you're my age, it'd be about 177. So we didn't worry about it at that. And if you look at the statistics, and if you read the package insert with the hypertensive medications, and you look at the difference between the group that took the hypertensive medications and those that didn't, it's a pretty small difference. I mean, they may tell you it's a great big difference, but as I remember, it was 2 to 3% difference in the two groups, and all the complications that come when you get this new blood pressure medication. I know one of my friend's wives was placed on it, and she slipped and fell and broke her neck and died.
Oh my goodness! Yes, I was going to say that, because if you have an older person and their blood pressure is, as you say, around 150 over 80 or 90, they need that extra pressure to push the blood through blood vessels that are getting a little stiff. That's all it is. But if you give a blood pressure medication to someone like that and lower it too low, they don't get the blood pumping to their head properly, you get dizzy and you start falling down and breaking your hips, and heaven forbid this poor woman died, and it's because of a prescription drug they didn't even need. So they are treating the numbers instead of treating the individual. And more about how people can take care of their cholesterol. They can exercise, they can cut back on sugar and simple carbohydrates. They can take simple supplements like magnesium. It works to lower the cholesterol as much as some of these statins do, with the same mechanism as the statins.
But but the magnesium doesn't poison the liver, does it?
And no. In fact, it helps make the liver even healthier. It helps to detoxify drugs and chemicals that are in our food and water. So you can take lecithin as well. You can take coenzyme Q10, which you need to be taking if you're going to keep taking your statin drugs. And then there's this red rice yeast that has some natural statins in it that the FDA tried to ban. Some people can take that and they can follow their liver test and make sure they're not taking too much. But
hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We'll welcome your calls here at the Genesis Network. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government.
You are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Carolyn Dean, and let's talk a little bit about magnesium, how it works. Does it work at all on people with restless legs? Is there any relationship between restless legs and magnesium, or would that be related to something else?
There is a relationship. Certainly in the clients that I've treated, they've found that taking magnesium can be very helpful. It's a new condition that's been advertised a lot on television recently with drugs to treat it, and I have people who tell me, well, the drugs didn't help them, but the magnesium did. It also helps Charlie horses. When you're lying in bed and you stretch your legs and you get a spasm in your calf muscle that just about throws you to the floor, well, that can be treated with magnesium as well. So any sort of spasm or even tics, I'm corresponding with a client now. His daughter, 7 years old, was having some terrible tics, which is sort of something that's involuntary. The child doesn't know what's happening. Everybody kind of shuns them because they're making these weird gestures. And he found that just giving her half a tablet of 250 milligrams of magnesium was taking away most of the tic, and some days he'd use a whole tablet. And one thing that was interesting, he noticed that the tic started to get worse, and gave her two tablets in one day. And then later on in the day, he saw that she was developing a sore throat, looked in the throat, and it was red. And I think then he might have given the second tablet. Well, the next day she woke up and didn't even have the sore throat. So he was asking me, do you think magnesium can help the immune system? And it certainly can. Some of the research that I looked at for the next edition of The Miracle of Magnesium that's coming up sometime next year is early research in France where Dr. Delbit did a lot of work right around the First World War. He was looking for a wound healing solution, and he came upon magnesium chloride as an antiseptic solution to apply to wounds, and he discovered it had wonderful healing properties. And then when he tested it in animals, he found that the white blood cells in the blood of magnesium treated animals could double and sometimes triple their ability to destroy what they call back then microbes. So they've known about this. They've known about it for polio, for seizures, for cancer, and for senility and aging, for treating alcoholism, even for treating body odor. And these are things that haven't been researched in the past couple of decades, so they're being ignored. And people just aren't putting the money into doing the current research on all these conditions. And we're losing a lot by not promoting the use of magnesium or promoting its research.
Well, now, what about alcoholism? You said that this could be beneficial for some people with alcoholism.
Yes, that research, let me just come across it here. A study actually in 2004 found an improvement in sleep in people who were trying to quit alcohol. So what was happening is it helps the irritability, it helps to detoxify the liver, it helps people get their sleep, which can help them avoid a lot of the crisis that they have when they're withdrawing from alcohol. The what they say when people who start to have cirrhosis of the liver, if the magnesium is high, then people have less problems with liver cirrhosis. And what happens when someone goes into alcoholism, they're not eating properly, and that is one of the major reasons why they have magnesium depletion, and that will lead to significant tremors, twitching, and even tetany. So all these factors are important, and in terms of the diet and magnesium, most people are deficient. In our current North American diet, where we might be getting about 150 milligrams a day of magnesium, whereas 100 years ago we got 500 milligrams.
Will you hold that thought? We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dr. Carolyn Dean. We'll welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-259-5791.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Carolyn Dean. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Do you ever have a palpitations of your heart? Do you have a regular heartbeat? Do you drop beats? And I know a lot of older people do. And, of course, this is related to cardiac irritability. But magnesium tends to quiet that down. Do you have difficulty sleeping at night? What does magnesium do as far as your cardiac irritability? What does magnesium do as far as your ability to sleep, Carolyn?
Well, it settles down the brain and the nervous system and the muscles and the heart. So it has a calming effect. The way magnesium works in the body is it relaxes the muscles compared to calcium, which tightens up the muscles, and you need a balance of both. But if there's too much calcium, you're too tight, you're too wound up. And if you have enough magnesium, then it has a relaxing effect. It also has an effect on serotonin, which is the feel-good neurotransmitter in the brain, and it will help the production of serotonin. So it actually helps with the mood. It helps to balance the blood sugar so that in the middle of the night your blood sugar doesn't plummet and wake you up and make you feel irritable. So it works on sleep in many ways, and I find my clients who are mothers who haven't got a decent night's sleep since they began having their children, they use the magnesium and find that they can get a good solid sleep, and they give magnesium to their children. And it does help children's irritability and helps them sleep as well. So it's an excellent supplement for so many conditions. I have a list of about 100 different factors that are involved with needing magnesium.
And I think it's really a very, very important subject. And, you know, my good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, I don't know if you know Russell.
I do.
But, you know, because he was a neurosurgeon for many years, and
mm-hmm.
he said that many times after brain trauma or when they were operating on the brain, of course, they'd give, you know, a significant amount of magnesium because most people are magnesium deficient. Mm-hmm. And he said he had so many less complications than the other neurosurgeons with similar problems.
Mm-hmm.
But since this is never talked about in either cardiac or neurological, neurosurgical literature, why the other doctors wouldn't do it. He was talking about how he had his friends who were cardiac surgeons, and they had a terrible time, you know, keeping the magnesium levels up during the cardiac surgery. And he'd point out, why don't you get the level up before the surgery, you know? Why wait until you get in the middle of an operation? You're having all sorts of trouble with cardiac irritability. And you know, why don't you do this before the surgery? Because your patients are magnesium deficient. But the average doctor doesn't know that. That's why I think this book, The Miracle of Magnesium, is so important. We've even put together a 4-tape set on this subject. We think you need to have this information, and we need to think that you need to help get it out to others. It really is amazing as far as its relaxation on the brain, as far as the cutting down cardiac irritability. And people that have irritable hearts, people, you know, then they give you all these terrible medications, and you know, yeah, maybe they slow down your heartbeat, but of course they make you feel groggy and all sorts of other complications. For something simple as taking adequate magnesium can make all the difference in the world. Is there a blood test for magnesium? Is it should be something that's being done? Or is this something that we would do empirically?
Well, everybody, I think, needs magnesium. As I said, it's just not in our blood, in our diet. But it's also not in our bloodstream to be measured properly. Only 1% of the body's magnesium is in the bloodstream. So if you take a blood magnesium test, you're not getting a very reliable picture of the total body magnesium. A red blood cell test may be useful, or what's called an EXA test, EXATEST. I talk about that on my website at carolindean.com, where people can go and get this test. It has to be done through your doctor. It's a scraping of the inside of your cheek, where that will give you some cells, and the doctor puts it on a cover slide, sends it off to a lab, and they look at it under an electron microscope with a special stain, and they can stain it for different minerals and find out if you're mineral deficient. But all that is very complicated. And as I said, without the blood magnesium tests done in the hospital, doctors really don't know the severe deficiency that people have. They know about potassium deficiency. They know that diuretics can drain potassium from the body. Well, magnesium is drained in just the same way, but they aren't telling people to take something to replace the magnesium. So it's become an epidemic, really. These young athletes that drop dead after a basketball game or a marathon, they can be sweating out magnesium, and because they're not replacing it with proper supplements, then they're becoming magnesium deficient. And as you said, the heart becomes irritable, and the heart can just go into a spasm that it doesn't recover from. And we know that there have been some very good studies that show if you take intravenous magnesium immediately after a heart attack, it can prevent the extension of the heart attack in the heart muscle cell. It can stop arrhythmias, and it can prevent further heart attacks if people can keep their magnesium up. But even then, the doctors are being told by the drug reps that, oh, that study was disproven, and we've proven that drugs work better. But just as you said, Dr. Stan, if you can find something that is a natural treatment that doesn't have the side effects, why wouldn't you use that first before going to a drug treatment?
Well, that's a good question. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, we have the book on Dr. Carolyn Dean's book on the magnesium, and it's called The Miracle of Magnesium. We have a four-tape set on magnesium. We think it's so important that I will tell you my wife and I take it regularly, and at least as far as I'm concerned, it certainly has helped with a lot of drop beats that I was having beforehand. In fact, I started taking this after I noticed I was dropping every third or fourth beat, and now, of course, I very, very seldom drop a beat. So you have to understand that it really does have a profound effect on the irritability of the heart, and it's the overly excitable heart, and you get an ectopic beat, then it blocks the regular rhythm of the heart. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that happening too much of the time. Anyway, there are so many uses for magnesium, and yet the average person is not even aware of this, and I hate to say it, but certainly over the years I was practicing medicine, I wasn't aware of so many of these things that really will help you, without, of course, all these extensive and expensive drugs, which have so many side effects. Our number, 1-800-259-5791. Carolyn, what are some of the other things that you think are important?
Well, we can start alphabetically. Anxiety and panic attacks. Magnesium helps keep the adrenals balanced. It helps create proper, balanced adrenaline, and doesn't allow the body to go into this panic state when the adrenal glands are under stress. So anxiety, asthma, both histamine production and bronchial spasms increase when you have magnesium deficiency. Blood clots. Magnesium actually helps prevent platelet aggregation that can lead to blood clots. And it has no side effects even compared with aspirin. So I don't know why people aren't being told to take magnesium for helping keep the body from creating this, it's like a dehydration syndrome where the red blood cells clump together, and if there's too much platelets, then they'll stick together and create these blood clots. Even bowel disease, especially constipation, magnesium is a natural laxative, and if you have the right amount of magnesium, your bowel muscles move properly and you don't get constipated. Depression, we've mentioned serotonin, which is a mood elevator. It depends on magnesium for its production. In terms of detoxification, magnesium can help remove toxic substances, including heavy metals such as aluminum and lead and mercury from the body. It just goes on and on and on. Fatigue, there are so many people that have chronic fatigue as well as just day-to-day fatigue, and they could be experiencing it because they're magnesium deficient. Magnesium is necessary to make ATP, which is the energy, the basic energy packet of the body. We've talked about heart disease and hypertension, even hypoglycemia. Magnesium keeps insulin under control. And we've talked about insomnia. I didn't mention this earlier. It regulates melatonin production, which is disturbed without sufficient magnesium and affects our sleep. Migraines. There's a lot of work that's been done on magnesium and migraines. Some people take intravenous magnesium to stop their migraines. But they can also take magnesium now as a magnesium oil or gel that they apply to their skin externally. They can apply it all over their bodies and the magnesium is absorbed, and it gives them elevated tissue levels of magnesium in their body. That helps relieve symptoms like migraines or fibromyalgia or any sort of magnesium deficiency symptom. I have people who've had to take intravenous magnesium after heart attacks or strokes, and now they can take their magnesium as this magnesium oil. So it makes it much easier and much less expensive as well to treat their symptoms with the magnesium oil. So the list goes on, Dr. Stan. It's incredible, whereas if you were to take drugs for all these symptoms that I'm talking about, if you have to take painkillers or diuretics or antibiotics and cortisone, all these drugs actually cause magnesium depletion, as does surgery, malnutrition, third-degree burns, serious injuries. If someone has a car accident, one of the first things they need is intravenous magnesium. Or, as you mentioned earlier, if they have brain surgery or brain trauma, they need to have magnesium. Magnesium will help protect the brain from damage. Or if there's any sort of inflammation, magnesium is useful. Liver disease, as we said earlier, diabetes or hormonal imbalance, and cancer, all these serious diseases need increased amounts of magnesium.
Well, I think it really is an amazing, amazing thing, and it's amazing that most people really are totally unaware of this. Mm-hmm. And you said you were commenting earlier, you know, about some of the effects that it has, certainly on the mind, on the muscle, on the heart, on the bowel. You know, of course, the old-fashioned milk of magnesia used to be what people took to overcome constipation, and yet, of course, you know, the average individual has never even heard of this, but it has such a profound physiological effect. How much should people actually be taking in the way of magnesium, and in what form?
Yes, the body needs about 600 milligrams. The government in their RDA, the recommended daily allowance, says they need about 300 to 400 milligrams. So you need about twice as much as what the government or your doctor is telling you. And like I said, you only get about half, 150 in your diet. So people need to take about 400 to 600 milligrams a day. The easiest form to get is magnesium citrate. It's also probably the least expensive. It comes in powder form, or it comes in tablet or capsule form, and you take it a 200 milligram amount several different times a day. If you take it all at once, then that might lead to a more laxative effect. So you split it up throughout the day. And in people who have a sensitive bowel, one of my other books is IBS for Dummies, Irritable Bowel Syndrome. These people who have IBS diarrhea, you don't want to start off taking a magnesium by mouth that might cause more diarrhea. So these folks would take a magnesium glycinate or a magnesium taurate, or they'd go right to the magnesium oil and build up the amount in their body. So the magnesium citrate, glycinate, taurate, and magnesium oil, those are the ones that I do recommend.
All right. Now, let's go ahead and get your website out again and your telephone number if people would like to get in touch with you.
Yes, it's carolyndean.com, CarolynDean. And my phone number is 718-885-1104. 718-885-1104, and I do telephone consults with people from all over the world. So just give me a call. And what I usually do, Dr. Stan, it doesn't take long. I just do maybe 1 hour to start, and then a couple of follow-ups of a half hour, and I usually have people on a nice protocol that they're comfortable with and they can follow. It's quite painless, and I don't act like your doctor over the phone. I just tell you what's going on with what your other doctors are saying and how you can, with just simple diet and natural therapies, take better care of your health.
And I really think this is so important. I think people are going to have to learn how to look after themselves. They're going to have to learn what they need. But they're going to have to learn, you know, there are all sorts of good books out there on natural strategies for health care.
Mm-hmm.
The things people need to know, they need to know about certainly the use of minerals, the use of vitamins, and all of these things. We're just about out of time, Carolyn.
Mm.
A parting thought before we let you go?
The miracle of magnesium, I'm just thinking what you mentioned there. It is like an encyclopedia. I have about a dozen conditions, and I don't just say, oh, take magnesium for everything. I'll give people a list of all kinds of different supplements that they can use.
Hey, we're out of time, Carolyn. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or subscribing to our newsletter, or if you can want to get some of the items we offer, this would be a big help. Now, we do carry Carolyn Dean's book, The Miracle of Magnesium. We also carry the excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and it's available now in soft cover as well as hard cover. And certainly it's a book you want to have and you want to read, and it goes into all the things you need to know about your health that you'll know far more than your doctor does on nutrition after you read this book. And I can say that without any fear of contradiction, because I've been a physician, and I know that most doctors, although they want to help you, really don't know that much about nutrition and vitamins and supplements and a lot of things we talk about here. We have a book on statin drugs. Now we have the book Miracle of Magnesium, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, a book on statin drugs, and of course it's rather inexpensive. We have a 4-tape set on statin drugs. We have a 4-tape set on life-saving secrets, my interviews with Russell Blaylock. We have a 4-tape set on vitamin C with my interviews with Bill Sardi. You need to learn about all of these things so you can begin looking after your health, and you really ought to start laying in a supply of vitamins and minerals and those things you really need. There are all sorts of basically these products that will increase your immune response, and you need to know about them. We do have a health catalog. We'd be glad to send you a copy of that. It lists all the various health products we carry, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have a book. We are just looking at the list of books we have. We have a book called Regicide. It was written by Gregory Douglas. It was based upon papers that he got, supposedly, from the widow of the man who was in charge of black operations for the CIA, in charge of assassinations. And it's the story of the murder of an American president. Regicide is an excellent book. We recommend it to you. If you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We've got a large part of the remaining supply of this book. And so if you'd like to get a copy of it, give us a call. It's called Regicide. And then we have a 4-tape set on President Kennedy's assassination. In fact, we have a President Kennedy special, and I believe Regicide's part of that special. If it's not, we'd be glad to include it if you'd like to get it. But we carry 2 4-tape sets, and then, of course, we have the book by our good friend Craig Roberts on Killzone. And if you want a copy of Regicide, you want to get the special. If it's not included, why, I'm sure we can work something out for you. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get a free copy, Regicide is in the Kennedy special, so you'd certainly want to get that. So you get 2 books, and you get, of course, you'll get 2 4-tape sets on the JFK assassination. I see there's only 1 listed there, but if you request it, we'll give you the 2 4-tape sets, very important 4-tape sets, including an interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, and she tells about the party that was had the evening before the assassination that she attended, where the assassination of an American president was planned. If they could get away with that, what are they getting away with today? Anyway, our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, you'll want to read my August newsletter. It's available up on the Internet. It goes into who the men are who rule America from behind the scenes. And, of course, the dark spiritual forces that energize them, because you can't understand anything that's going on today unless you understand there really is a spiritual battle, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization. Well, hang on. We're going to be back here in just a moment for the next hour with Colonel Barry Turner from Great Britain. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. We need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, today we have with us online Colonel Barry Turner, and he's calling from Great Britain. He's a retired military officer, I believe he's with engineers for many years. And we're going to be talking about the British position and the views of the people of the British Isles about what's going on in Iraq, what is going on in Afghanistan, and possibly where we are headed as far as Iran is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a war with Afghanistan. We went to war there because we had to catch Osama bin Laden. But we did not try to catch Osama bin Laden. We have articles out of the paper at the time by high officials that said we're not going to try to get Osama bin Laden. If we got Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war? And if you doubt that, why, we'd be glad to send you a copy of the clipping out of the Washington Times. And we, of course, carry a book called Crude Politics, which the publisher, at least according to the author, the publisher didn't want to try to circulate. Why? Because it told you that the special forces, the militmen we had in Afghanistan who had gotten Osama bin Laden, weren't allowed to get him. So what was the war in Afghanistan really about? And then we went to war with Iraq because of the weapons of mass destruction. Then we were told there were no weapons of mass destruction, but Saddam Hussein was an evil man, but everybody's forgotten that we backed Saddam Hussein, this evil man, older in the 1980s. Actually, we have books written many, many years ago going to the fact that Saddam had at one time had worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. In fact, he was an assassin, and he was very, very young and immature, and he got so violently ill on one of these, he couldn't carry out the murder he had been assigned to, and yet we're told he was such an evil man, we had to go to war with him, and he was an evil man. But what about the people who financed him? And even after he had actually killed 100,000 Kurds with poison gas. What about the U.S. government officials who backed Saddam Hussein after he'd killed 100,000 Kurds? Well, that is the background. Colonel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hello. It's nice to be back.
Well, why don't you give us your view on what's going on over there and where this is headed, how the people of Great Britain feel?
Well, the general, I would say, consensus is certainly opposition to the war. There's very strong opposition, as you know, before the invasion, the massive demonstration in London and other cities. And I think this has increased, that people have realized exactly what a mess it is. And I think we've got a tiger by the tail. The coalition forces between them have got a tiger by the tail. They're overstretched. They're not winning. And when one realizes that the American deaths must be close on 100 this month, must be heading for a total of 3,000 since the invasion, that's a lot. That's hardly being in control. And the news today in the paper was that the British consulate in Basra is being closed because it's vulnerable to mortar attacks. And of course, Iraq is a hugely culturally complex place. It isn't just two brands of Islam, Shia and Sunni. I mean, there are all sorts of sort of nuances to that, tribal nuances. And, we effectively, as far as I can see, are confined to the cities. And we don't go out into the country. We don't. They control that. It's rather like the Russians in Afghanistan.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Colonel Barry Turner here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations. So if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Who's responsible? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Colonel Barry Turner. Please go ahead, pick the story up.
Well, I think to say we went in to liberate Iraq was a colossal lie. There was no such intention. There was no thinking, no planning in terms of what was going to happen afterwards. This has become very public. Rumsfeld clearly was one of the people behind this. He forced the issue. I mean, I see Donald Rumsfeld as something like a homicidal maniac in terms of this invasion and the situation there. Subsequently, the forces sent in were inadequate. And really, even if the decision was made, as we are fairly certain now from reports, made in the middle of 2002 to go into Iraq, that's still a relatively short time to plan and rehearse and assemble a large force.
But of course,
on the part of the Americans or the British.
But of course, they did not send in an adequate force. The generals wanted to send in absolute many more, and they were just browbeat down by Rumsfeld sending in a smaller number, and they knew they weren't sending in an adequate number, and they simply were intimidated by the Secretary of Defense, who demanded that we go in with inadequate men and do an inadequate job and lead to the disaster where we are today. And some of the generals have come forward now and admitted that, you know, the generals had one opinion, Rumsfeld had another, and Rumsfeld was wrong. He was wrong then, he's wrong now. And yet, nothing seems to change. He continues in charge, and more American boys die, and more American boys are wounded, and more Iraqi civilians die.
Well, that's absolutely correct. The generals now, as you say, are beginning to stand up and be counted. Now, General Sir Richard Dannett stood up to be counted very publicly about 2 weeks ago in this country. He's the new chief of the general staff, in other words, the head of the army. He was very blunt, and Prime Minister Blair had no alternative in saving face but to say he agreed with everything Dannett has said, which was a massive hypocrisy on its own. But you see, we had, when we went in at the time, the defense minister was a man called Hoon, a faceless solicitor with no military experience I'm aware of at all. And the army has been run down over the years. It began with the Margaret Thatcher government when they started running down the army in a big way. It hasn't the equipment. It hasn't the resources at all, and now, of course, it's a bursting point. We're quickly fighting on two fronts, with a deadly serious war in Afghanistan. I mean, I personally would like to see Hoon sent out in one of our very vulnerable Land Rovers on patrol in hostile country and see how he likes it. But you see, they have no concept, no feel for this, and we've had political pressure behind the armed forces. And at one stage, while he was still defense minister, one or two senior officers had spoken out, serving senior officers, and they were quite deliberately muzzled until this recent exposure by General Dannett.
And I think
a man who stands up for his troops.
And I think that this is really a very courageous thing to do, because none of our generals, when they were still on duty, would speak out against Rumsfeld. Of course, it would have been the end of their career. But, of course, your chief of staff had the courage when, you know, he was still in the military, active duty, to speak out and say it like it was. Our generals, and to their credit, many of them resigned so they could speak out, and Major General Paul Eaton and so many of the others, eight generals in all, have come forward and said, this is a disaster, and the Rumsfeld is a disaster, and we ought to get rid of him. And immediately they say, but look at all the other generals who haven't said anything, so, of course, Rumsfeld must really be great.
Well, how you get out of this, I just don't know. You see, Jay Garner went in soon after the invasion, a retired three-star general, United States general, and it's now been revealed that he advised the president to keep the existing structure in place, the Baathist administration, the armed forces. After all, they had been defeated in a war. It's not as though they were a threat. And all this was thrown out by L. Paul Bremer on behalf of the administration. And the place was reduced to chaos because, in effect, they cut the head off the chicken as far as any administration or control was concerned.
You know, of course, if we were to, say, go into New York City and dissolve the police force and the civil service, I mean, what would happen to the city overnight? It would, of course, be chaotic, and that's exactly what we did in Iraq. We not only dissolved the police and, of course, the civil service, we dissolved the army. So imagine what would happen in New York City if you had no army, you had no National Guard, you had no police force, you had no civil servants. You would have chaos. Why would Paul Bremer do that to Iraq, unless, of course, well, you know that Paul Bremer is a very close associate with what we call the invisible government, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, very close to Henry Kissinger, who advises the president and says, of course, there's no way out except through victory. Of course, he said the same thing in Vietnam and prolonged that war for 4 or 5 years unnecessarily. And, of course, how many people died because of Henry Kissinger in Vietnam? And now we find out he's directing this war. And where is the outcry from our leaders? Where is the outcry from our political leaders? Where is the outcry from our Christian leaders? If a man fooled me once, shame on him. But if a man fooled me twice, shame on me.
Well, of course, they now are in the situation where, having destroyed the infrastructure, as I say, maintained it in a state of decay, they put in a puppet government. They forced the election with the great cry, of course, of democracy. And people like Ahmed Chalabi, a CIA plant, I call it, was involved. So it is hardly a popular government. And having got into this situation, of course, President George W. Bush is now telling them they'd better get it right. They destroyed all the sort of requisites for getting it right. Not only that, of course, they set about training new armed forces, having destroyed the old ones. And it's a fair bet with the cultural differences and the tribal and so on differences, factional differences, that a lot of those people trained were only too happy to receive the training and then melt away and join the insurgents.
Even to that?
They were no friends of the coalition, that's for sure.
And, of course, the thing that really disturbs me, Colonel, is we've had one of my very good friends who's actually read the Iraqi Constitution. What it calls for is a government under Sharia law, under Muslim law. Before, we had a secular government and freedom of religion. Now we have a nation under Sharia law, under Muslim law, no freedom of religion, no freedom of anything. Everything is according to Sharia law. And not only that, but it's a socialist society, an authoritarian society, and it was brought in by our government, and all we see is in our mind's picture this woman holding up her finger with ink on it as if she's voted and we have democracy. We have done away with democracy. We've established a nation by a constitution that is under Sharia law, completely controlled by the mullahs. Why would we have done something that stupid unintentionally?
Well, apart from anything else, of course, not getting the truth through the media, one of the things we're not being told about are the permanent bases which appear to be being constructed in Iraq, which the United States, or the coalition between them, intend to maintain indefinitely. In other words, there's a huge military base, I gather, in Albania. Now, none of this has been leaked to the public. And one has to ask why, because if these bases are there, there is no question that the country is going to be free. It will be an aircraft carrier. It will act as an aircraft carrier for a huge military force to remain out there. As far as democracy is concerned, of course, you're cutting across all the cultural sort of history and the nature of the indigenous population. We talk about imposing a Western form of democracy. The math is, of course, that in the West, if you take our two respective countries, we are run by two major political parties with hardly any difference, as far as one can see, between them. And once the public have voted, they have precious little say, precious little influence on the course of events. We have an MP here who is frequently in the paper fighting on local issues, like maintaining post offices open in the countryside. But you tackle him on anything like Iraq, and he doesn't want to know. He won't get an answer, and this is the general pattern. There is no democracy, but it's a very comfortable way of being undemocratic in the West, where we just vote, and that's the last we have any real influence over the government, short of outright rebellion, for another 4 or 5 years. I was talking to a very senior retired officer last week. A very interesting conversation, because he's very close to parliamentary circles. And he pointed out quite bluntly that you can't get a cigarette paper between the policies of the two parties. Their ultimate objective is power. Simple as that.
Okay.
And if you translate that to the Middle East, of course.
And of course, both of your parties are really related, are intent upon really merging England into the European Union, I think.
Well, in the last 30 weeks, I've come across some very disturbing papers in various different directions, but a lot of things are coming together, and I've been more concerned in the last 2 weeks, you know, about the global scenario and what is really going on than I have been for a long time. As far as the Middle East, Afghanistan, is concerned, I saw a paper on the preparations for, here it is, the title, The March to War, Naval Build-Up in the Persian Gulf and the Eastern Mediterranean.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a few moments with Colonel Barry Turner from Great Britain. And maybe we can get on to Afghanistan. Later we can talk about globalism.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com. or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Hang on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Colonel Turner is saying that he's come across some papers that are calling attention to what's going on today. As you know, there's a NATO force now, or an international force, with representatives from NATO nations that are now in Lebanon as a result of the Lebanese war. But what, of course, most people are not hearing, like Colonel Turner says, is that there's a large naval force, a NATO naval force, now centralizing in the eastern Mediterranean adjacent to Lebanon. In addition to that, there's a large, very large American naval force with Canadian support that is now in the Persian Gulf, almost like two pincers on a gigantic, octopus getting ready, or like a gigantic crab getting ready to crush what's in between. And, of course, Colonel Turner suggested what is going on may well be a prelude to an attack on Syria, and would that attack, of course, include an attack on Iran as well?
Well, of course, this would unleash something in terms of the Islamic world. It really would, a step we couldn't draw back from if war was launched, if an attack was launched. And where it would end is anybody's guess. But again, behind this, in this paper I have, it refers to, of course, the oil pipelines and who is going to control the pipelines and through what countries. And of course, you have Russia and China competing. If you think back to the pre-Afghan invasion, you had the Unocal proposed pipeline. I think Kissinger associates were involved in that. This has been conveniently forgotten. Perhaps the situation in Afghanistan is such that there's no progress in this direction at all. But it would have taken oil a different way. Now, this sort of competition and competition on the part of the Soviet Union, or the Russia rather, with Georgia something of a wild card at the moment, and rather in the Western camp, there's clearly a struggle for control over Georgia. You have this situation as well. If I go back to NATO, is an interesting one. Now, about 3 years ago, I was reading some official NATO pamphlets in which they were discussing the use of NATO in out-of-theater operations. Now, NATO, as we know, was North Atlantic Treaty Organization to counter the Warsaw Pact forces. Now, I met 20 years ago a brilliant scientist, a retired scientist called Dr. Kitty Little. And I came across, browsing through my papers this evening before the broadcast, I came across a paper by Kitty, just a single page, in which she reported a meeting of the Bilderberg Group in Greece. Now, my guess, it doesn't give a date, my guess, looking at the people who, at some of the people who attended, dozens she's listed, and the jobs they had at the time, I would think it would be about it 1990. Now, she writes, among the decisions that we can expect to see implemented are the formation of a UN world army, empowered to go into sovereign states to enforce UN wishes. It would take over NATO, while remaining national forces would be disbanded. Well, that last point is possibly in a state of transition. The next point, to condition people to accept the idea of a world army, several more conflicts like those in Yugoslavia and Somalia are to be fanned with intensive media coverage. Now, of course, we've had the Kosovo explosion. We've now got Iraq well and truly sort of on the way and in a big mess, and Afghanistan. Now, the next point, the formation of a global police force with an international criminal court, alleged criminals to be kidnapped from their own countries and brought before judges nominated by the UN Secretary General, by the Secretary General of the United Nations. the crimes to be decided by the United Nations without regard to national laws. Now, this has largely come to pass. Massive financial aid to be sent to the former USSR, with the provisos that the multinationals exploit its natural resources. Implementation of environmental decisions from the Rio conference, and here's another card in this pack, such as the excessively costly precautions against bogus scares of the ozone and global warming type. But I'm not so sure I agree with that. But in 1987, we had the Fourth World Wilderness Conference, when a world bank was proposed, WCB, World Conservation Bank, I think it was called, where 30% of the Earth's surface was to be controlled by the bankers, would be valued.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back in just a moment here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this is Colonel Barry Turner. You picked the story up there, Colonel.
Well, the aftermath of the 9-1-1, of course, has given governments the excuse to control their populations. And this is really the another facet of this global scenario. Because these, again, if I can move sideways, I come across something else as part of this global control, and this is very much with reference to Europe. You've had Brian Gerrish, Commander Brian Gerrish, formerly of the Royal Navy, on your program, talking about common purpose. Now, we're into the European Union scenario here. Already NATO is changing shape and changing role, which, of course, is very largely the United Europe, the European Union now as the basis for this. Common purpose, you may recall, is something which appears to be gradually, clandestinely forming up in this country and has been for, I should think, 3 or 4 years now at least, and possibly with roots much before that. It is working, as far as I can see, on the principle, the Jesuit and the communist principle, which they took from the Jesuits, of getting early, because they're picking up people, according to the reports I've seen, at school. Now, people are trained on courses, which I should imagine in dollar terms are anything from about $15,000 down to about $6,000 or $7,000. Not cheap. And they are established in a network in public life, in local government, in the police forces at a senior level, in education, in the health authorities in this country, and in the media. And it has a Masonic style code of secrecy. Now, as a former Freemason, I know exactly how that works. And, in other words, unless one can get somebody in the inside, this network, which could be, half a dozen people in my own town in different appointments in the administration and so on, could be the newspaper editor, but you will not get them to disclose or discuss what this is all about. But the indications are that this is a form of shadow government being put in place to take over the regions at the appropriate moment,
would this, of course, be operating then as part of the European Union?
Well, we don't know yet. I don't know yet. I'm still trying to dig out the evidence from various sources. It's not one something I've personally studied in detail. But yes, it appears to work through the office of the Deputy Prime Minister in this country. Although I don't think John Prescott himself has got the nous to be part of it. He's a sort of clown prince of the cabinet. But through his office. And clearly there are connections abroad, which would infer in Europe. But as you know, Europe has been divided into regions. The United Kingdom has been divided into regions. England has been split up. And in the 1985 map of the European Union, the term England doesn't even appear on the map.
And I think it's so important for our listeners to understand there is a master plan. They're not going to tell the common people about that, but they want to do away with the existing state structure in the United States, and I don't know what it would be comparable in Great Britain, but turn them all into regions with people who are running it who are not elected by the people, because the last thing the elite want is representative government. They want everything control from the top down. Would that be a fair statement, Colonel?
I think it's a very fair statement. And there are so many strings to this, of course. We're talking about the world. It's very difficult to cover it in an hour. It'd be difficult to cover it in a whole day of discussion. But this is the indication. Now, if you have... You see, the regional government, because there's so much opposition to the European Union concept, to integration in Europe, especially politically, loss of our judicial traditions and so on and so forth, that the regional concept was kicked into touch very firmly, particularly in the northeast of England. And Prescott himself, the Deputy Prime Minister, went out with a team to promote this, and he got a pretty bloody nose when he held a conference. Now, it's coming in by stealth, by setting up organizations such as regional development agencies, allocating funds on a regional basis. So by stealth, it's being introduced. But you mentioned the change in the United States. Now, that's an interesting one, because instantly you have a regional concept spreading elsewhere. I mean, in the whole of this, goodness knows where China and India with 2 billion fit in. I mean, this is a very large, a very wild card, which one doesn't always take account of in these discussions. But I had, in the last few days, a paper passed to me by our mutual friend Robert Thurbold. It's headed Communist Councils in New Zealand. Now, this sounds a bit way out when you're talking about a global scenario and you've moved from the military picture through regional government in Europe to New Zealand. Now, New Zealand was referred to me some years ago as a useful testbed for these new ideas because it's very anglicized, it's small enough, and it's remote. So you can try what in this case was a development in local government. In other words, a draconian increase in taxation of the individual without it being noticed elsewhere. And in fact, it has reached the United Kingdom now, and it's hit the press. It was hitting the press at the end of 2005, but all the papers, I think, have been reporting it now. Now, this paper is about 40 pages long, half of which are attachments. Now, it is the way local government is being transformed in New Zealand by a Fabian socialist administration. And this is the key, Fabian socialism. The paper gives a history of Fabian socialism, which of course is international, because it's a spin-off from Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto, and it maintains Fabius, of course, the Roman general, who worked by stealth. And this is the difference between, of course, Fabian socialism and communist socialism, as it was applied by the Bolsheviks.
And one wanted to bring about this authoritarian society, because this is really by communism. They're really talking about an authoritarian society controlled by an elite. They wanted to bring it about by revolution. The Fabians wanted to bring it about by evolution, slowly, but in the end, of course, the same people would be in control.
Well, would you believe, having mentioned the World Wilderness Conference in another document, in the On Target newsletter, which was published at the time, here on page 10 of this paper, what do we find? Reference to the Fourth World Wilderness Conference. And you have names like Rothschild, Maurice Strong, their agent, all involved in this, the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller, and we find that everything is moving on to Fabian socialist terms towards global power. And at the root of this, of course, we have money power, which is virtually, I suppose, an absolute here. And I can quote here, going back for a moment to the European Union as part of this, it refers to the writing of a draft constitution for Europe and the Secretary General, Sir John Kerr, a former parliamentary secretary of the British Foreign Office. I looked Kerr up in Who's Who. He's now Lord Kerr of Kinlochard. His connections are Royal Dutch Shell, Rothschild links, Rio Tinto Zinc, more Rothschild links, links to Freemasonry through the Latham Balliol family, the Rhodes Trust, another marker, the Carnegie Trust, and Fulbright Commission. Now, this is a man who is a senior civil servant with, you know, what could otherwise be a fairly anonymous profile, involved in the European construction, the consolidation of the European Union, with that sort of profile. And the paper is very much in its introductory pages a reference to the power of the banks, a limited number of bankers globally, and we don't know really from the City of London, which is said to be the centre of all the global power, smaller though London is compared with Wall Street and so on, we don't actually know who own the shares in various banks who actually control the bank in any one country. Now, this working with Fabian socialism and with power in mind is all tending, through the legislation being implemented in New Zealand, to eliminate the middle class. Now we come to another stage. The middle class, one defines with great difficulty these days, because it tends to be a trigger term, especially in this country, I think. Sweeping statements, attributions to the middle class wealth, and all the rest of it, middle class power, middle class privilege. It's a very difficult one to define. Nobody really knows who the middle class are. You never hear upper class referred to in the same vein. They are the people who are wielding the power, so they never get identified. The middle classes, the thinking middle classes, are the ones that pose a potential threat, because they have the ability to understand what is going on, to work it out, as I sit here, and to object, to stand, to dig their heels in. And this, of course, they don't want. And this legislation, by increasing the local government tax, especially for retired people and property owners, is to sideload from central government taxation the burden increasingly to local government. Now, this, of course, is going to squeeze people out of their homes in the long run. And it is going to eliminate property and inheritance exactly in accordance with the Communist Manifesto. And one measure which is quoted in the paper, and it's getting, you know, beginning to smell rather nasty in this country, where the wealthy, retired South Coast is being fingered, shall we say, is to identify, not only to value one's home on a sort of banded basis and charge local council tax accordingly, it also is to look at the value of one's property as money not earning interest. Now, if one has a house, say, worth $20,000, that is regarded as the value of the house. Right. It is $20,000, which is not accruing interest. So an estimated interest is charged on that and levied as an additional charge in local government taxation. Now, I assume this translates sufficiently into the United States scenario to see how it's working.
Oh, I think
you've already mentioned regionalization.
Well, I think people have to understand that the plan is really laid out. It was written by Maurice Strong, certainly Stephen Rockefeller, and Gorbachev. It's called the Earth Charter, where they talk about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And what they really intend to do is impoverish the people of our country, Colonel, of your country, and of certainly the first world nations, and we're going to impoverish those people. I don't think we're going to improve the lot of the people in other countries, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is to destroy the middle class. Anybody can get the Earth Charter. It's up on the internet. If they can't, we'll be glad to send a copy of it to one of our listeners. It is the Mein Kampf. It is the master plan. It's kept in the Ark of Hope, which is a Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. And the average Christian, the average person listening to our program, has never heard of it or has any idea what this is all about. There really is an elite who look at the world entirely different than you and I do.
Well, I think I've led the discussion a fairly fast trot across several aspects. But you mentioned religion, of course, the occult. Now, in this New Zealand paper, it does mention the occult. And Constance Cumby has mentioned this, I believe, in her broadcast. And, of course, you have Annie Besant, Madame Blavatsky, Alistair Crowley in this country, you see. Crowley in this country. And very distinctly, you see, you have this relationship between good and evil. And I think people generally, who are kept uneducated and uninformed, generally accept in a Christian society that you have the Lord Jesus Christ and you have good. automatically there's another, the opposite side of the coin, which doesn't really get discussed in the same measure, is the power of Satan. And here we are with the occult. As I say, mentioned in a paper dealing with the takeover by a limited caucus of very, very powerful bankers spreading their influence.
And of course, this is where the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, the certainly Marie Strong, who's deeply involved in the occult, all of these people come out of the occult. And it's so difficult to understand anything going on. Unless you put it into the spiritual perspective, Colonel, we're drawing to a close. Do you have a website or a anything you'd like to just mention before we go to a quick break here?
I don't, actually. I'm sorry. I no longer use the Internet.
All right.
Because I fell out with British Telecommunications, who made a complete horlick of rationalizing my two telephone lines.
All right.
So I cut my losses.
All right.
I get information from other sources, like Robert Theobald, by mail.
All right, fine. So you don't have anything you've written or anything you'd like to get out there?
Not at the moment. In my 75th year, without the Internet, of course, it's sort of limiting me, but I'm certainly very busy because I'm going through newspapers and magazines. I go an awful lot of newspapers and magazines and collate the information.
Well, who put out this
paper on these various subjects?
Who put out this paper that you were referring to? Is this paper available from any place?
The Communist Councils in New Zealand. Yes, a copy, I believe, is on its way to you.
All right, fine. Well, then maybe after I've had a chance to look at it, we'll have a chance to talk about it in more detail. There is no question, of course, but don't be misled by the term communism. Communism is simply to confuse you. This is, call it fascism, call it what you will. It's ruled by the elite, the very powerful elite who, in my estimation, are energized by dark and sinister spiritual forces. Colonel, hang on for just a moment. And we'll be back here to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, bath safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Goodbye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest this afternoon, Colonel Barry Turner. And if you really want to understand how it all fits together, we carry a book called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. It's written by Constance Cumby, who was our guest this weekend. People will try to tell you it's all the Catholics. Oh, it's all the Jews. It's all the international bankers. It is all, of course, all aimed at taking away from what this is really about. There is a battle between God and Satan. It's gone on since the Garden of Eden, and there are people today in key positions who worship Lucifer, and of course have mobilized people within our courts. That's the reason they took God and prayer out of our schools. There is a conspiracy against the God we worship. Nobody will tell you, none of your ministers will tell you, that the reason they took God out of our schools was because the Masons controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. Why won't they talk about this sort of thing? Oh, they'll talk about phrases in the Bible, and they're all important, and you need to be based in the Scriptures, but you need to understand what's really going on. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it, and you need to get Constance Cumby's excellent book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. You need to get our Pagan Agenda special. You need to get the material we have on the supernatural. You need to get the book written by a woman who is a medium, The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to get the book we have, The Diary of a Devil Hunter. He was a man who was deeply involved in Satanism. Our 14th set on Aleister Crowley. You need to begin to inform yourself and understand there's an organized effort to confuse all of the issues and draw you away from the truth. And the truth is, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We're heading into a major calamity. And as Henry Kissinger said in an article in the Washington Post, I think it was the 13th of September, but the Washington Post just doesn't remember it because you won't find it on their website, although we have the article, which we got elsewhere. He said we face a war of civilizations. We have a choice between a new world order and a global catastrophe. This is quoted in my September newsletter. If you'd like to get a copy, it'll be posted on my website here in the next few days. But if you'd like to get a copy, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to send you a copy of my newsletter, my September newsletter, which gives you the exact quotation from Henry Kissinger. And if you didn't pull it down initially, why, of course, you'll never know what he really said. Understand that Henry Kissinger was the architect of Vietnam. He's the architect of what's going on now. And he says there's no way out of Iraq except for victory. And he knows there's no way for victory any more there than there was in Vietnam when we were financing the North Vietnamese all the during that war by building up the Soviet Union, building the truck plant at the Kama River that built the trucks. They were then taken to Vietnam, North Vietnam, to carry the supplies down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, used to kill American boys. Why would we build a truck plant for the Soviet Union during the Vietnam War to build trucks for the North Vietnamese? It's all a scam. You need to see my interview, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. You need to get our material on Vietnam, on what the Vietnam War was. Men we left behind, a four-tape set, one man returned, and you can get the Vietnam special. You must understand, we never went into Vietnam to win, and we're not in Iraq to win. But this is a prelude to World War III. When you understand that, everything makes sense. Tragically, I believe it's true. Anyway, of course, if you'd like a free copy of my newsletter, let us know. Also, please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't, get a case of them. Hand them out and help people to understand what's really going on. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. as we are on the front lines of this battle. And so, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Could your family survive a food shortage of 2 weeks to 6 months or more? Sound far-fetched? The Department of Homeland Defense and your local Office of Emergency Services are already suggesting at least 2 weeks' worth of food and water. Do you really think that's long enough? We have enemies who have sworn to attack us using nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. Add this to the ever-increasing possibility of food shortages caused by natural disasters, truck strikes, or monetary collapse, and you have the rest of...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The Pentagon's ramping up its public relations operation as criticism over Iraq continues. Sagar Magani is in Washington.
Think of a political campaign war room and then picture it within the Pentagon's giant rings. A memo obtained by the AP shows the Defense Department is adding to its PR staff with plans to set up teams to quickly answer opponents' claims, develop messages for news cycles, and coordinate officials to speak out on issues. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld has said the thing that keeps him up at night is that terrorists have been able to manipulate the media, while the Pentagon's own communications efforts have been lacking. A Pentagon spokesman denies the new effort is aimed at shaping public opinion about the Iraq war or at influencing next week's elections.
President Bush is speaking out against gay marriage as he shows support for Republican candidates in this last week of campaigning before midterm elections. This is IRN.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages.